From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
What's going on, April?
Well, guys, this is a big moment in history, as you know, as we are still in the midst of a pandemic, and you've got some states trying to open Georgia, and the mayor of Atlanta is like, no, stay home, fight down there, and we're watching it, because that's my soul war, and we are supporting people who want to see people healthy, and we understand the economy is bad. But that's when we look at the Senate. They are now working on a new stimulus bill, and included in that is an effort to focus in on the disproportionate number of Black America that is dying from the disease and contracting the disease, coronavirus, the pandemic. So right now, they're hopeful that that piece of that will pass, because last time Mitch McConnell said no go. Mm. Also, I talked to some members of the Congressional Black Caucus who are supporting this, but they're also concerned about how this president is handling this crisis. Benny Thompson, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, has documentation from national and international organizations that warned of this. He has documents dating December 2019. President Trump was talking about January, February. He had documents back in 2019 that they did not pay attention to. Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic Caucus Chair, who once was a lawyer in his previous life, he said if Donald Trump were on trial, he could be charged for gross negligence and deliberate indifference. Now, that was if he was on trial.
That is so incredible. I don't even know what to say as some of these states look to open up again, April. But, you know, things just change minute by minute. So we thank you so much for being our source for what's going on in the White House, for real.
Wear your mask.
From her house, not the White House, but she's got the White House report. Thanks, April.
Peace, guys.